Welcome to Flip the Script Wellness. I'm Heather Boggs, and today I'm excited to talk to you about spiritual practices. For those of you who know me, you might think you have a good idea of what my spiritual life and practices look like. And for some of you, you may have no clue at all. You may be discovering this podcast for the first time and really don't know me from a hole in the wall and have no idea what spirituality means to me. And that's why I'm here to talk about what my spiritual life looks like and to talk about why I like to say yes to all of it. So what do I mean by yes to all of it? That doesn't mean that I practice every spiritual practice and I believe in every religion, but I do believe that there are many paths. You know, spirituality and spiritual practice means being on the path. And I don't think anyone corners the market on the right path. I think we are influenced by where we live in the world, the time we are living in the world, our parents, our communities, and we're inspired in lots of different ways. And I don't think any of those should be discounted as valid spiritual practices or pathways. Spirituality is believing in something bigger than yourself. It's a belief in a universal truth and force that exists in the universe and in the world that connects all of us as part of creation, as part of the living embodiment of love and goodness in the universe. And I think there are so many ways that we can get a better understanding of what that means. And I think we're all going to spend our lifetime trying to come as close to understanding the magnitude of that universal force. And it is in that seeking and searching that we develop our personal spiritual practices. So my mother is one of 8 children from a large Irish Catholic family that lived right next to the rectory and a stone's throw from the church. When I was born, thus started my path. My path began in Christianity. My entire life has been predominantly on that path. I grew up in the Catholic Church, married an Episcopalian, was confirmed in the Episcopal Church, and then spent the better part of the last 20 years involved in Christian education and ministry. My desire to fully understand my Christian faith led me to a program called EFM, Education for Ministry, which is through Sewanee and the University of the South. And it was a 4-year program. We spent a year on Old Testament, a year on New Testament, a year on church history, and a year on theology. And it gave me a real broad understanding of scripture and tradition and history in order to better serve the community that I belong to. Over these last 20-something years, as my faith has evolved and developed, I began to think of religion in terms of parenting. You know, we often, especially in Christianity, God is portrayed as a father, as a parent. And I think of myself as a parent, and I have 5 children. And all of them are different, and all of them are beautiful, and all of them have love in them, and all of them have different ways that they approach being in this world. And for me, that's kind of how I think of religion. I think of this wise parent who recognizes that every child has to find their way. And that idea led me to my understanding that whether you are Christian, Jewish, Buddhist, Hindu, Muslim, you are a child of God and you are on your path. And, you know, I think for me, that's why I get to say yes to all of it, because I believe there is truths and wisdom and divine guidance and inspiration in all of it. Years ago, when I had the realization that I am Christian because of to whom I was born and where I was born and what faith my ancestors practiced, is why I'm Christian. I grew up in, you know, Massachusetts in the United States of America. Had I been born in India, I may have been Hindu. Had I been born in Pakistan, maybe I'd be Muslim. Had I been born in Israel, I may have been Jewish. You know, I don't get to take a position of superiority in my Christian faith because that is what I was born into. And for me, it allows me to love all of humanity and embrace the wisdom that those traditions have to offer. So how does my background translate into what my spiritual practices in life look like now? Well, about 12 years ago, at this point, I started pursuing my yoga teacher training certification. And as I delved into the practices of yoga and the Eightfold Path, I found that it enhanced my spiritual practices and that it gave me focus. It helped me to learn to be still. It helped me to meditate. It helped connect me to my breath. And it helped me to see another way of framing loving kindness towards all beings. I would say wholeheartedly that I am a believer in wisdom, that I think wisdom has been bestowed upon people for all of history, and there is genuine knowledge to be gleaned from these traditions that have existed for thousands of years. And I believe in the wisdom of our energetic self and our chakras. And I believe in the connectedness of all things. And I believe in the power of nature to heal and plant medicine. Because I believe that it is all part of a divine master plan. I believe we have everything we need available to us if we are able to search and be open receiving it. So here I am, a seeker of wisdom, and as any seeker, I am hungry for insight and awareness and knowledge, and it comes to me in lots of different ways. One of the big components of my spiritual practice is meditation. Meditation for me is the commitment I make to being still and quieting my mind, and allowing there to be no space between me and the divine. Now, I would be lying if I said that in a 30-minute meditation session, I was spending its entirety basking in divine love and grace. Only a fraction of that time am I, you know, quote, in the zone. But what God can do in mere moments, in terms of restoring our heart and soul, providing clarity, and just giving this reminder of the immense energy that exists in the universe, is amazing. Another component of my spiritual practice is reading. I love reading spiritual texts, and I don't limit what I read based on the tradition that it comes from. Right now, I'm reading Be Here Now by Ram Dass. I'm also reading Living Buddha, Living Christ by Thich Nhat Hanh. And I also am a huge fan of Father Richard Rohr, a modern-day mystic and contemplative in the Catholic faith. I draw tremendous inspiration from bearing witness to the paths that others are on, and I appreciate the similarities between the different paths, and they just illuminate what is the truth, what is the connectedness of all people, which is love and divine energy that exists in the universe for all. Connectedness and community, I think, is an important component to spiritual practice, and for many people, they get that community from church, synagogue, mosque, wherever it is that they worship. And for others, it may be the sense of community in a yoga class. Being part of a community can be incredibly inspiring and comforting and can help encourage you on your path. I've been part of a group through Facebook, through a friend of mine that I grew up with, and it's a 40-day mantra practice where each day we do 108 rounds of the mantra Om Mani Padme Hum. And there is this tremendous sense of unity as we chant together each day. There's about 400 people in the group, and the mantra speaks of the jewel in the lotus, which is compassion. And there's a sense of a healing energy being put out into the world for our shared well-being and healing as we all look towards a world filled with more love and compassion towards one another. And I'm thankful to have that daily practice, and it has been a really refreshing activity to include in my daily spiritual practices. So the last thing that I think is kind of interesting about my spiritual practice has to do with a trip I made 3.5 years ago to Ireland. My husband and I went to Ireland to celebrate our 20th wedding anniversary, and we renewed our vows 20 years to the day at Christ Church Cathedral in Dublin. And upon arriving in Ireland, I felt a tremendous sense of connectedness and a sense of being home. And it inspired me to delve deeper into Celtic traditions, which has led me to some Celtic Christianity as well as some pre-Christianity pagan traditions and a celebrating of the Celtic calendar and the seasonal changes within that. And that has been a tremendous source of joy and connectedness for me. My study of the Celtic traditions and pagan traditions has ignited in me a fire to understand the amazing spirituality and power of women throughout history, and to look more critically at traditions that have had a more patriarchal approach throughout history, especially in terms of Christianity. And I find a wonderful sense of connectedness to other women and through the recognition of the divinity that dwells within all of us. And I'm thankful that my willingness to broaden the scope of my spiritual practices has led me to feel in many ways more whole and more complete in my spirituality. So that's basically me. I identify my religion as Christianity, but my practices are broad and varied and include meditation, mantra, yoga, the Celtic calendar, saging, crystals, the moon, all of it. And, you know, it's funny. I like to think of the imagery of the USDA graphic for how to eat healthy, and it's the My Plate graphic where they have a picture of a plate and it's divided into fruits and vegetables, protein, carbohydrates. And for me, my spirituality is a lot like the My Plate. I have this big portion of it, the fruits and vegetables, which is Christianity. But then I have all of these other complementary components that help round out my spiritual diet, so to speak. I would love to hear your thoughts about spiritual practices, and you can either email me through my website at flipthescriptwellness.com, or you can find me on Instagram at flipthescriptwellness and send me a direct message. I'd like to thank the musical group Slancha for the introduction music. And I'd like to thank you for taking the time to listen today. Wherever you are on your spiritual path, I hope that it is rich and full and leading you to a greater sense of connectedness to the divine and to each other. Peace.